The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 17th of April.
Oh, yes.
7:05 in the morning in the news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, welcome to our show with Carl and Linda Bott and David in there. In
the good morning.
Production room.
How are you, buddy?
I've had this pollen cough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It does
pollen
sound
cough.
The pollen cough.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating, but yeah, I do have
pollen. Well, no, I mean, you go out
a lot
and look,
of people.
Look at the cars that are covered.
You know, there's a lot of people sneezing, and, you know, it's that whole kind of like you feel a little funky because it feels almost like, you know, the allergies are a cross between a cold and a flu, but, you know, it passes. It passes. So, anyway. But anyway, we have a day of the week, I'm sure, like, every day. And I want to know who plans this. There's a whole study on this. Who sits around? Is it a national team? Is it diverse? Who sits and makes up the national day of the week? Don't you want to know? Is it kind of like I always say that when people name nail polish or the name of, you know, like in the makeup world. So anyway, what day of the week is that?
It is National Crawfish Day.
Ooh!
And that goes well with the National Cheese Ball Day.
Oh, well. I don't know if I want them together, but okay.
Well, you can have crawdads.
Oh, my dad is a big crawfish fan. Man.
Boy, is he?
Stay tuned for the second hour for more National Day.
Okay.
You know what? They used to have the Crawfish Festival in Sacramento. And I think it was Ione. It was really, really quite spectacular. I mean, people came for weeks and they'd camp and they would, you know, it was music and all these things and that little.
Weeks?
Yes, they would come for, it would be a week long, but people would come before because it was crowded. It's kind of like Sturgis, not on that level, but think of how many people would come before and after because just to get into it. It was a big thing and then I think it closed and then they brought it up to Red Bluff and that didn't work. So I think it's gone back, but you know, sometimes when you lose your flow, it's never really, you know, and I may be speaking out of turn. Maybe it has become successful again, but I just remember growing up, the Crawdad Festival was huge.
And your dad does love them. And so we took him to a restaurant down in Folsom. And it said, a pot of crawdads. Well, he gets them, but it's got some kind of, sauce in there?
It was
something.
A stew.
It was kind of a stew. And he hated it. He hated it. So I said, look, take my jambalaya. I'll eat the crawdads. And then he went, nah. So he got the jambalaya. And he goes, oh, this has got that sausage in it. I don't like it. And I'm like, Tom?
He had his mind made.
Tom,
up.
We're going to get you a burger from Burger King on the way home. Yeah, I mean, and you know what? In 18 years I've known your dad, that was the first and last time that ever happened. That he, you know, he was
he
like
had
that.
Something of
he
it
had
in his mind?
He had it in his mind. Well, we do that. Sometimes you think, well, I'm going to get this, and it comes up, and that's not what I
And many times, as generations change, people look at what they think it is, and what it used to be. And so in his mind, it used to be the crawdads were huge. And I was like, I don't remember crawdads being huge because we used to go back
either.
In the river and turn over the rocks and take the crawdads and bring them home and pinch them out and eat them.
I'd have them in New Orleans, which is, you know, the crawfish capital. When you order a crawfish appetizer and they bring out a bag, probably like a 5 foot, a 5 pound bag
of
crawdads they throw on your table. And, they were not huge, though crawdads your dad remembers really big crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
And almost the size of, and there are crawdads out
there. I've never seen them
there.
Like that, but okay.
I looked them up and now
they're right.
Four, you know, the tail's 4 inches
okay.
long. But I don't know. But those are kind of the ones he remembers.
Right.
But also the ones that just come. All they are is been thrown into the boiling water and they all come out red. And then you You bite the tail and you suck the head.
Right.
Yeah, that thing.
Okay. Well, there used to be a beautiful place down on the Sacramento River. I mean, we, you know, I'm a river rat, so there was the American River behind the house we have, but the Sacramento River, there used to be a place down right down on the river, and the lobbyists, of course, being the fact that it's the capital down in Sacramento, the lobbyists, and they'd be throwing their ties back and rolling up their sleeves, and you'd have everything from, you know, this motley crew of people that would show up, and so those were the memories of the 70s when, you know, the crowd odds were right out of the river, and they were large, and it was popular, you had big buckets full of, you know.
And they were larger crowd odds.
Right.
Which is probably what your dad remembers.
Yeah. Speaking of large.
Wait a minute, before you start there, hey, David. Since the clock in here has somehow managed to be off until I can fix it, can you give us countdowns like you usually do on for the breaks and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy. All right.
All right, 50. It's currently 55 degrees, but it's beautiful outside. It feels a lot warmer than that. And our temperatures are going to be around 77 today with clear skies. It does say in this forecast we may have gusts of wind up to 22 miles per hour, but our overnight lows will be 53, beautiful skies. Now, as we progress to the weekend, and it's Easter weekend, 78 on Friday, Saturday 78, and on Sunday 80. Beautiful riding weather, beautiful Easter egg hunting weather, beautiful time to be outside with your family, whatever that means to you. But that's our forecast with our weather. That is always brought to you by our friends in Anderson. That's the Kinney family. And they have been sponsoring our weather here on KCNR since we started. And that is, they're generationally owned, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned company, by the way. And we love what they do and the service that they give to our community. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And I just talked to Chuck, and he's on his way back to Vietnam.
Man.
On that MIA project that he's been involved with for, gosh, well over a decade, where they go back and they, it's almost like an archaeological dig where they're searching for remains. And the one they're working on now, they have found parts of the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was so long ago, most, you know, anybody in the village is no longer there. But the Vietnamese government helps them and provides the support to dig it out and to, you know, to have it all isolated out there. But it's still they're going through that, all that terrain, and helping to see if they can find something. And, you know, and even though that the bodies would have deteriorated by now, they're still always hoping that you can find things. If they do find the remains, that there'll be, you know, ID, you know, your dog tags or things like that. But finding remains of the helicopter in this one place, that's always a big thing, because then, you know, you can kind of share with the family, yeah, this is where it is.
There's some closure.
Some closure there.
You know, and if you've been flying a flag with MIAP, and that's, it could be your great uncle. You know, now all of a sudden, if they find the, or when they find the remains, they can know, and they can, you know, identify, they then can, I mean, it's a celebration at the same time to be able to know he was found, this is where he went down, this is what happened on this time, and so, you know, it's total angel work that Chuck does, and he leads these missions, and it's amazing. So, yeah, that's the Kinney family that owns Shasta Gas Propane. He and his wife, basically, they talk about the truck that they drove around in the beginning that didn't, I think, have a floor on it. Something like that, you know. I mean, you think about their humble beginnings and how hard they worked. And, you know, they built this wonderful company up. Yeah, what else have we got going on today?
Well,
I know that we've got a bunch
what,
of Red Bluff Roundup VIPs coming in.
Right, but I've got like two stories, but we want to take a break here. And
okay. This
portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank started 18 years ago. We have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone, both our personal and our commercial, our business here. And here's an example. I had to sign a piece of paper. And so I went through the ATM, the one right down here on Market Street, put my little card in, and because you're at the far, you know, you're on, over on the far side of it, you're not up next to the window.
Right.
And I get my money, and this lady in this SUV honks at me, and I thought, I looked over and I thought, well, do I know her? But, you know, summer's reflecting. Okay. So I drove around, and as I started to drive by the bank, one of the ladies in the bank runs out with this piece of paper. She goes, Carl! And I stopped. And it was a piece of paper I had to sign, you know, a banking thing. And she had run out to catch me to do that. This is Cornerstone Community Bank, all
that's
right?
That's so cool.
Now, they are merging with Plumas, but none of this is going to change. Those branches are going to be there. The same people are there. And it gives you a total of 19 banks and branches that you can go to, ranging from Reno, Nevada, down to, I swear I saw one in Cedarville, but I'm not sure. It may not have been Cedarville. Oh, I know where it was. It was in Fall River. It was in Fall River. They have a small branch there. So, I mean, the service is just going to get better. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 pre-slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets to this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Whoa, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Casey and
I,
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Happy story. Happy story here.
Happy story.
All right. This little boy doesn't sound like it when I start off. Little two-year-old boy in Seligman, Arizona, which we are very familiar with Seligman, Arizona. We ended up spending a night there in a snowstorm when two 18-wheelers jackknifed on the I-40 there. And so we were I was kind of stuck. We got the last room there. I mean, it's out there in nowhere. It's a great place for riding your Harley. It's on part of Route 66 and all that. Anyway, this little boy, this little two-year-old, wandered away from his house.
Oh, is he living there?
From his house in Seligman.
Yeah.
And wandered away, and they immediately started looking for him. And, you know, they had 40, 50 people out there looking for him and, you know, search and rescue party. After 16 hours in an area where the Department of Public Safety was seeing mountain lions.
Bears.
I
heard bear. I saw that in an article about it.
The boy was found in a rancher's driveway almost 7 miles away from home. I think he went out to where a power line was and he just followed the road. 2 years old now. 7 miles away. When the rancher is pulling out that morning, he looks over and his dog, a Great Pyrenees Anatolian, you know, the livestock, you know,
right, the big white dogs,
is sitting there in the driveway. And he drives up, and next to the dog is the two-year-old. And, of course, what was the dog's name? Buford. That's it.
I saw that yesterday. I was like,
yeah.
Is there the dog?
I noticed my dog was sitting down by the entrance. I look up, and little kid standing there with my dog. I can't believe the kid made it that far. So, child's in fairly good. Well, when they got him, but you know he was hungry and thirsty.
Right.
So they've got the little boy, and he was crying. His little face was all dirty. Of course, he was hungry and thirsty, and he's doing well now after some much needed rest in the safety of his home. Now, Dutton says he believes the toddler reached the ranch by following that road I was talking about. And Buford loves kids. I can imagine he wouldn't leave him when he found him.
When he found him.
And Buford's been with them since he was a puppy. And they've got photos of Buford babysitting calves and goats. You know, this little calf is laying down. There's Buford with his head on him. We chose him because of his chill demeanor. And he's a livestock guardian breed and is their nature to roam and protect. He's always been a natural babysitter, whether it be with a baby animals or with children. And like I said, this is insane.
It's a great story.
7 miles.
How many miles that is.
I've seen another one with this little kid in the mom's video, and it's like a three-year-old. He's making his run down the road. He's making his escape.
Down the driveway.
And there's the Anatolian. The guard dog is walking along with him, and it gets in front of him and stops him before he goes too far. It just stops him. And the little kid tries to get around. Dog won't let him. Dog's not, you know, nipping or anything. He's just getting in front of him. The little kid turns around, starts coming back. Dog follows him back up, making sure he makes it home. So when you see a story like that, that's, always makes you happy.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about the trauma, the not only of the mom and the family, is that kid. I'm wondering how much he'll remember. And that shows this survival spirit in the human being. You know, he's climbing, he's crying, he's probably scratched up, he doesn't have any idea, he's looking over the horizon, whatever, he's trying to get home, he's trying to get to familiar, whatever familiar is, and the further it goes, the farther away he is.
Seven miles.
Yeah.
Thank God it wasn't like, maybe, well, I don't know what the temperature would be.
How long is it
be.
From here to Anderson?
Well, I don't know, something like that.
So think about that long.
Yeah. But if our Buford was out there, he'd be walking with him every step. Yes. And then until Buford got bored, and then he'd lay down and go to sleep. So, Cool April Nights is starting, and people are starting to arrive this weekend. The Red Bluff Roundup kicks off tomorrow for the weekend.
And we have some special guests in the house. That
we do.
Some of my favorite people, when we come back from our break, or come back from our messages, we will be highlighting. They're in the studio now waiting for our next segment.
And by the way, Robba is going to be offering free rides and shuttle for Cool April Nights on Saturday, April the 26th. They're going to have a free shuttle to connect passengers to the Big Cool April Night Show, departing from Gate 1 at the downtown passenger terminal at Yuba Street, transporting riders from Reading to Reading Civic, from there to the Reading Civic, between 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to run every 15 to 20 minutes. And, so they're going to help out with that. Now, they're also going to be helping out with the Reading Rodeo. They're going to be running some special buses from the shopping center down there. And, you know, the big shop.
The mall.
The mall. The mall.
I think there's only one mall.
There's only one mall. And they're going to be doing that. See what else is happening. Oh, the Reading Rodeo is going to honor inductees. We're having our third annual Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a third?
I think it's a third.
Third. Okay.
Right.
And part of its 77th year of Bucking by the River. And we have one of those inductees who's going to be joining us here in about, five, 6 minutes here. John Growney. So.
He was, I think, he's going to be inducted this year.
Yeah,
and he was, wasn't the first year.
Well, it was Red Rock.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait to hear all about the...
No, he's sitting out there now. We're kind of watching him, talking about him now. He can hear it.
The bronze statue.
The bronze statue of Red Rock and Lane Frost. Yeah, if you haven't seen that down in Red Bluff, head on down to the fairgrounds. It's beautiful. Okay, I tell you what, let's quit early so we can start getting
these people on.
We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280. You win.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry.
Best of the North State.
Best in the North State. 3 years in a row, only full-service jewelry store in Redding with the watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, super selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Been there for like 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. These are good people. One place we go to buy.
And they just donated an amazing Native American piece that's the size of a man's fist. It's a bolo tie that is
turquoise.
It's just absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to
handcrafted by right, Navajo
auctioning that off for the Chicks and Chaps.
And
event
if you don't
that's
have,
happening.
If you don't have tickets for Chicks
May
and Chaps, too bad. It's been sold out for a few
weeks. We're thinking something else. We may have a reserve on it.
But if you really, really, really want to go, call Linda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we are so happy because, one, Red Bluff Roundup is back. And we get to see Ruth Nichols, who brings in people. And we see Ruth during the Red Bluff Roundup and then at the NFR.
Yes, sir.
That's
love
right.
To be here. Love to be here.
Oh, we like y'all being here. And with us is, I don't even need to introduce this guy.
John Growney and Josh Dairies. Now, John Growney is going to be inducted into the Redding Rodeo Hall of Fame here in a couple weeks.
How did I get so old so fast?
Oh, John.
Well, no, you know what? It's Hall of Fame. It doesn't have anything to do with age.
I don't think you age.
Remember, I don't know if you heard when the guy was speaking. I think you were there. Well, a guy from Coors at the NFR, and they're calling him, you know, he says, whatever they were, you know, legends or what, he says, it sounds so old. He says, you know, but it should be something like, you know, something, whatever the term is, you know, celebrating your work here and all that. So it didn't, like, make it sound so old.
Yeah, that guy was Peter Coors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he wasn't somebody.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he was.
The Coors family.
The Coors family.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful...
did he?
Yeah,
oh,
just spoke. It was articulate and kept us engaged. And so, John, I'm just going to ask you this question because we know that you've just come back from another road trip. Because this
Logandale, Nevada, which is north of Las Vegas.
Right. There's something, you know, when somebody does something, when one does something that they're super passionate about, they've got the twinkle in the eye and the spring in their step, and they love what they're doing, and you can feel that. No matter, I don't care if you had 1 hour sleep, if you got that. You, epitomize the living part of what it is to love what you do in the rodeo world.
So even Josh can tell you, and he's young, that once this gets in your blood, it stays in your blood. And I've never felt like, I mean, we've worked long hours and drove long hours and, you know, you're tired and you're hungry, but you love it so much that it never feels like a job. It's just, I did it for 45 years and it was never a job.
Well, you know, what do they say? You find it. Find work that you love, and you're never working.
Right.
Yeah. No, I firmly believe that, you know, no matter what you go through, the trials, the tribulations, mm-hmm. or whatever happens, but you like so much what you're doing.
You
just work right through it.
Yeah.
And maybe not with a bullfighter as much.
No,
but
he knows it. Yeah. He's blessed.
But you've got to love what you do do what you do.
100%. We live it every day, so we get to have that love and passion every day in our lives, which makes everything a part of our lives better.
So you're hearing the voice of Josh. It's Dairies?
Dairies, yes.
Okay. We talk about the fact that you're a bullfighter. So I think for some people when they're listening, it's not bull rider, but you know everything about what it is to ride. I'm sure you have ridden, so therefore you can be a bullfighter. Can you share with our listeners what that entails when you're told you're the guy in the blue vest, or there's what, one of three?
Yep.
Give us a visual.
There's three of us out there. We're kind of cowboy protectors at this point. Like, there's guys that just fight bulls, and then there's guys that protect the bull riders, and that's what our job is. And I'm one of three this weekend, along with Shane Jennings and Nate Justice, and pretty much any time bull rider comes off, makes a whistle, falls off, gets in the wrecks, we're there to take the blow of it.
Now, Josh is being like all bullfighters I've ever talked to. He's being real calm about it.
And humble.
Now, you got to figure, you got a couple tons of bull, or maybe not that much. You got a 1,500-pound bull that has just dropped somebody on the ground or just thrown them violently on the ground. He's winded. Maybe he's a little bit addled. That bull turns, and he sees something on the ground. He just wants to go over and roll on him and wallow on him and hook him in this. This is when you see these three men jump into action, literally putting their bodies between the bull and the rider. They get hooked. They get tossed in the air. And, while one of them's getting beat up, or two of them getting beat up, the third one's trying to pull the other guy out of there.
Yeah, teamwork.
It's teamwork, but they throw themselves in between this bull who is already irritated and the rider. And it's sometimes riders come off be unconscious. Sometimes they're just not fast enough. Sometimes the bull draws a bead, and that's when you see them.
Yeah, but you're a former bull. You are still. You rode bulls. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did you get involved?
I get to tell this story.
Oh, okay, John. Okay. Because it shows here that he lived with you for us
since he was probably 3 or 4 years old. And, he's humble and he's a great kid. But his uncle is Joe Bumgarner and probably the greatest bullfighter ever. So,
Uncle Joe?
It comes to him naturally and he's lived it. His mom barrel raced. And, Josh used to show up. I swear his mom, he probably only had one set of clothes and it was a bullfighting outfit. And he'd show up in the morning at slack in the barrel racing with his makeup on and his bullfighting outfit on. And he must have gone to bed at night with this on.
Aww.
So anyway, he's part of our family, really. He's part of the Groundy Brothers deal because he was always there around us and around Joe. And, he comes naturally. And then, he watched it his whole life. And so he has become Joe. He's one of the very best out there doing his job. So, we're pretty proud of him and I'm pretty proud of him. But that's how he got his start in the rodeo business.
He started out when he was, 3 years old.
Wearing the makeup, wearing the outfit.
This is really, when you come on the show,
Born
is
to
the
be.
Time, really, we don't see you with makeup on
out
there because we usually see you right there at the roundup and everything.
So, anyway, it's a cute story.
It's a great
and
story.
I love it. He gets tired of me telling it.
No, I love it.
But because there's so many people that are raised in rodeo, and John, you know this. I mean, when you started, though, back when you started, 10, 15 years ago, you were in high school. And tell us how you got into this because you were one of the most well-known men in rodeo.
I weighed 87 pounds when I was a freshman in high school. So I was second string everything, third string sometimes. And I love sports. And I met a kid my freshman year in high school that his name was Robin Glines, and his older brother, Bill Glines, was a bull rider. And so I just started hanging out with him. And when we were freshmen, we went to a junior rodeo in Susanville. And they had cow riding, and here's this, I probably weighed 90 pounds by then, and I won the cow ride, and there were probably 100-something cow riders there, but a lot of them were kids from my high school that were seniors and stuff. So I became a cocky little cow rider and bull rider, and so that's how I got started. But my family's in the automobile business. I was raised in town. I wasn't raised on a ranch or anything like that.
Yeah, Groundy Motors.
But, and I was just blessed my whole life. I was meant to be a rodeo stock contractor, but I didn't know it. I think God had a plan for me, and that was his plan. And so all the right people came into my life at the right time, and his uncle was one of them. That, I'm going to go into the Hall of Fame here. It's not my Hall of Fame. It's Joe's. It's Lloyd Free. It's Donnie Kish. I could name 10 people that own this accolade that I'm going to get.
Well, Lloyd was just on the other day, and it was another great interview. Ruth, thank you for bringing in people like this.
You're welcome. Applause.
Yeah, but you were in high school, so you found out when you weighed 90 pounds that you could ride rough stock.
Right.
So
I didn't have a clue what was going on, but I.
So did you
didn't
do
have
that
any
during,
quit in me.
Did you do that during high school then?
Right. I went to back then they didn't have high school rodeo. They just had junior rodeo. So your
don't
season
date
was
yourself too much.
Your season was springtime, summertime, and that's what we did. And there was four of us kids that we all went to junior rodeos together. And so you just got better. And back in those days, they didn't really coach you. It was like you're going to learn the hard way. And so you didn't have the coaching that these kids have now, the fathers and different people helping them get on the right livestock to learn. So we just learned through trial and error.
And probably didn't even know what that meant to, the novice coming in. Not that you were the novice, but what is the right livestock? Now, as we've gotten to know you and gotten to know the extended family, we understand how that works and what a livestock contractor does and what you look for and how you accumulate your team.
Right, that's what it is. You're always trying to put teams together.
Right.
And your livestock team.
That's what I meant,
right.
Yeah.
And I've been in it for 45 years now, and rodeo it's just a learning experience all the time. And you're broke half the time, or maybe all the time. But at least you're advancing yourself, and the right people are coming into your life to help you along. So
Josh, you were being dressed as a bullfighter when you were three. And
himself, he dressed himself. He wanted to.
You only had two sets of clothes, and both were shorts, and then you had your own grease paint.
Yeah.
So
little cowboy boots,
as you
shorts,
grew up,
swim trunks. So, I can see it.
So you grew up around here. You grew up around here, then.
Salinas. I grew up in Salinas, but you know, pretty much on the rodeo and with my parents and and doing that. And I was just thinking, the first time I ever got on at Kish's, it was 24 years ago. I was 12 years old. So I've been coming up here and got on bulls till I think 2012. And then 2013, I quit riding bulls and made my transition and just strictly on the bullfighting side.
Was this something you knew that you would eventually do?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But like you said earlier, rodeo is in you so deep, it's hard to get away from it. And so you quit one thing and another path opens.
Oh, no, this is it's a
call. Josh, bull riders, when you're practicing, you're getting on tryout bulls and stuff like that, you also get out there, you're a bullfighter. If you're not up practicing, you're out in the arena protecting. And and so Josh was learning already. And then as he got older, like when he was 7 or 8, we made sure when they had sheep riding somewhere, he was one of the bullfighters out there in the sheep riding.
Well, it also, we have so many, we've got to take a quick break, but in addition to the Red Bluff Roundup, you're working at Clovis, Oakdale, Stony Ford, Redding. Here we'll see you.
Yep.
Livermore, St. Paul, Canby, Oregon, Bremerton, Puyallup, which that was my first place I performed there once, and my first time I ever learned about scones, and Walla Walla, Washington, among others. So when we get back, let's talk more about how many days are you on the road? How do you do it? I would love the story of the cowboys on the road and bullfighters and bull riders on the road and stock contractors and the life of being on the road and loving it.
And this is an appropriate advertisement for Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not that anybody here is going to need that. They're looking right now. They want to start a career in healthcare. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now, whether part-time or full-time, for a variety of backgrounds and experience level. Competitive benefits, like I said, they have full-time and part-time positions, and includes medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a great place to work. It's a great hospital. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back with John Growney and Josh Ayres.
Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see Wind River or call 1-800-280. You win. Follow your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And
and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Big Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they've done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
But the city's getting. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Studio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, but we're right downtown. Your last homegrown radio station standing. well, we are.
I like that.
Hey, I'm here today with the Red Bluff Roundup, but with John Growney, who is you know, in the rodeo world, you would say is world famous in the rodeo world, and will be inducted into the Redding Rodeo Hall of Fame here on May 13th. And Josh Darries, a bullfighter who was raised in rodeo and was wearing the bullfighter costume when he was like 3 or 4. Graduated into riding bulls and then back into fighting bulls. But John, not only were you a contestant, how did you get into stock contracting, which is a very competitive business?
So back when I was
think I've ever
back
asked
when
you
I
that.
Was Josh's age, 5 or 6 years old. the cattlemen in Tehama County used to have, and they, well, they don't have it anymore, I don't think, but spring field day. And I remember going out to the 101 ranch, and all the cattlemen were talking about this cowboy, rodeo cowboy, that was working on that ranch. And it turns out to be Cotton Rosser. So when I was a kid, he was my first introduction, I guess, to a rodeo cowboy. And then it wasn't but 2 weeks later, he was competing at Red Bluff. And all the, I think he rode Bronx, Bulls, Steer Wrestled, and Team Roped. So he became my hero. And I always, when I had guinea pigs, I was herding my rodeo outfit. You know, so anyway, because I'm a town kid. So
I'm breeding my guinea pigs to a certain
You're
level
like
here.
A cattle herd to me or something like that. So anyway, my dad, you know, I grew up around the Owens family, and they were big cattle. They still are big cattle country people in Red Bluff. And so I learned to be a cowboy through the Owenses. And then different people, the McAuliffes, Joe McAuliffe was my godfather, so I'd go out and help gather at the McAuliffe ranch out of Cottonwood. So I learned to be a cowboy through these different ranchers, and so and that helped a lot. But then I always had in my mind when as I got older, especially when I was riding cows and bulls and stuff like that, that I wanted to be a stock contractor. And so I went to school at Chico State for 4 years, and then I got drafted. And then when I got out of the Army, I went to Cal Poly, and I did my senior project on getting in the rodeo business. And I no sooner got done with that project, and Bank of America back in those days was giving money away. You could come up with some of the darndest reasons to borrow money, and they'd give it to you. And Cotton Rosser sent me a load of bucking horses, and we put some bulls together, and we started putting on amateur rodeos. And so that was in 77, and we just grew. You know, I made a lot of mistakes, still make a lot of mistakes, but...
that's how you learn. That's how you learn. That's how you make it better.
Nobody can really teach you. I did my senior project on that. There wasn't hardly anything in the senior project that was right. There's things like, you know, things come... You know, dealing with the government, dealing with trucks, dealing with, you know, all the legal things that you have to do, workman's comp. It just went on, and you had to... I was always in trouble with somebody in government because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. So,
but you didn't know.
No, so you just learn along the way.
Mm-hmm. And it still goes like that now.
And what you pray for is that you have somebody from the government that
it gives
actually
you grace.
Gives you grace and will give you that chance.
So they did. Yep. About the third year in the rodeo business, the IRS audited me. And 45 years later, they haven't come back because somebody, that lady that came and audited me, go, don't bother even thinking about, because he's not making any money. He, whatever you make in the rodeo business, you put right back into it because, you know, we were talking about building a team earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're always buying horses or doing something that takes the money that you made away from you. So you're always broke in the rodeo business.
Well, you know what?
I learned to rob Peter and pay Paul. So,
well, it's how you manage your money. It's how you can shift from this pot to the other. Anybody that's a business person, especially small business, that doesn't have the big corporations with the deep pockets, hey, you've learned how to move that money around. And sometimes that money's in both pots at the same time. You just got to kind of watch that one.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was my grandfather being raised in the car business or whatever. But I'm always been aware of people. And not just the guy in charge, but the little guy that's maybe parking cars or anything. And by being like that, I've always gained a relationship and respect from committees that has helped me. And then Donnie Kish took over the bull business, and he did such a great job. We became known for our bucking bulls. And then, you know, we Michael Gaughan later in my life came into our life, and he started buying bucking horses for me. So then that's about 1987, and we started really growing. And then also we were with Christensen Brothers. Donnie and I we had probably one load of really good livestock. And they started hiring us to help them put on their rodeos. And they were having trouble. And all one day, they weren't in business anymore. and Donnie Kish and I were just sitting there, and we inherited all Christian Brothers earlier. Reddington was one of them.
Wow.
So all the right things in my life happened at the right time to be successful.
We have to take a break here. But and Josh, I think you know this. Ruth knows this. I know Linda knows this. Is those things that happen at the right time, you have put yourself there
mm-hmm.
at the right time. And it's not by accident all the time.
I think God knew I was a dummy.
Yeah.
Well, and so he put all these great people
around that, me. That could be. Okay, look, we got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Reading. Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is slamming the Federal Reserve chairman, hinting at possibly firing Jerome Powell.
In a message posted online, the president criticized the Fed for not lowering interest rates and said Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. The president has not been shy about voicing his frustration with the chairman, whose term doesn't expire until next year. On Wednesday, Powell warned that the Trump administration's trade war was highly likely to push inflation higher and slow economic growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mission failed. Democrat U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland returns from El Salvador empty-handed. He had hoped to meet with and ultimately win the release of imprisoned Salvador national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, recently deported from the U.S., but the Salvadoran government says, forget about that. The Salvadoran government says Garcia will remain in prison. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt voicing disbelief at the people the Democrats are standing up for.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmar Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country.
Abrego Garcia's attorneys argue their client is not a terrorist. D.C. federal judge says he has found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court for failing to turn around aircraft carrying deportees to El Salvador. Italy's premier is at the White House today for talks with President Trump. Trade and tariffs expected to rank high on the agenda. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 628 points. The Nasdaq, 83 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
It was a nightmare. We felt stuck.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy. And, unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Some Israeli leaders would prefer military action to arms talks when dealing with Iran, but the U.S. begs to differ. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Plans for a main military strike against Iranian nuclear sites that would have featured American air power flying cover for Israeli commandos on the ground have been shelved in favor of a U.S.-led diplomatic engagement with Iran. The New York Times reports that the decision came amid disagreement among Trump administration officials after the Ayatollah reversed his position, opening the door to indirect negotiations. Those opposing the main mission, Director of Intelligence Gabbard, Defense Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and Chief of Staff Wiles, saw a low chance of success and
several House Republicans are working on legislation to remove guns and ammunition from the Internal Revenue Service. The Why Does the IRS Need Guns Act would disarm the federal agency, prohibiting the Commissioner of Internal Revenue from using funds to buy, receive, or store firearms firearms and ammo, and requiring the transfer of IRS firearms and ammunition to the Administrator of General Services. The guns would then be sold or auctioned to licensed dealers, and the ammo would be auctioned to the public. The bill's authors say the only thing the IRS agent should be armed with are calculators. Tasha Stevens reporting.
The Trump administration is reportedly planning to eliminate the IRS Direct File program. That is the electronic system for filing tax returns directly to the agency for free. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, streaming live all over the world. KCNR1460.com. And if you missed a show, just go to our archives. And all of our local shows are archived, so you can go back. For Linda and I, you can go back to our first show 15 years ago and find out how bad that was.
We don't know until you try. We're just having that conversation right now, and there'll be more of that in the next hour.
Can you talk? No, okay, because Ruth can talk. No, that's okay. Today
National
is
National High Five Day.
I can talk for
a couple seconds before it starts feeding back.
Ah, fabulous.
Okay. High Five Day.
High Five Day. We'll take that because we need it. 56 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we have a beautiful weekend ahead, of course, for the Red Bluff Roundup and Easter Sunday. Today will be 77, overnight lows of 53. Friday calls for sunny skies with temperatures around 78. Saturday as well. 78 and Sunday 80. Sunny and mostly clear on Sunday night with overnight lows of 54. So we are in for a great weekend of rodeo weather as well as Easter Sunday services. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson, 365-3793, where they also give senior and veterans extra discounts.
Yeah, and,
hello.
Chuck's on his way to Vietnam here, I think, either tomorrow or the next day, where he goes, where he's been going for well over a decade, maybe even longer than that, where he searches for missing in action.
Chuck being the owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
And they're working on a dig right now. It's like an archaeological dig where they found the helicopter, and not the whole helicopter, but they have found remnants of it, which has identified that helicopter from that unit where they lost that bird when it went down. Like I said, it's an archaeological dig, and they're going down, and what they're trying to do is find anything they can just to bring closure to the families over there. But it's cool. I mean, when he talks about it, when he comes back, we'll have him on the show again, and they're close friends of ours too. So that's that. I truly admire that guy. And I truly admire the people that are sitting in here in our in our studios
right
today.
Right in this moment. Ruth Nichols.
Who heads all, you know, runs the media and everything, makes sure we get people in here and hugs us at the National Finals when he sees us there.
And that's a big deal to try to get everybody and organize all of that and do write-ups so that, the information about who people are and, you know, it takes a team.
It's my job. I love it.
Yeah. And, of course, John Growney, who is, I mean, you mentioned John Growney's name anywhere in rodeo. John, you've been in it a long time. You've earned this. Just let me say that, okay?
Yeah.
He's being inducted into the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame here on May 13th. Then we have Josh Darius, bullfighter, who has been doing this since 2013, and he still stands up and walks in here. You know, and people, I don't know if people notice this, but when Josh is introduced to a lady, he doffs his hat.
Yeah.
And I noticed that last time you were in here. But you see that
in
rodeo a lot.
Cowboy code.
Yeah.
Cowboy
it's code. Like that.
It's a good code.
But we're going to go back, John, and when you're building your company, you inherited rodeos. That's where you left off at. And then what happened kind of after that?
well, it's 45 years of story, but
yeah.
Where do you start when you, you know, in my life, it's all the people that come into your life, and they come at the right time, and when you really needed them the most. But how I sort of started leaning towards rodeo, being a stock contractor, is I met a kid named John McDonald, and he was going to school at Cal Poly, and I was at Chico State, and I got out of the Army, and I was thinking about going back to Chico State, and I met this kid, so we started rodeoing, and he's from Lompoc, and the first rodeo we went to that we were going to be together, he got a bull stepped on his gut, and so he was in the hospital at Folsom for about 2 days. This is just a story, but there's a lot of stories that do this. But anyway, they kept him in the hospital, and he was sore, and he was hurting. But they thought he was just sore. So they turned him loose. I took him home, and he stayed at you know, he met my parents, and he was staying at the house. And I went to some other rodeos. And when I came back, he was in the bathtub, and he was shitting and pissing blood. Ooh. And he was in trouble. And so anyway... I don't know if you have to scratch that one.
Don't worry, we took care of it. Right. We took care of
it. But literally, and he was in trouble. And Dr. Green was the new, brand new young surgeon that just showed up in Red Bluff, and they had him in the hospital, and they saved his life. And,
wow.
And so this kid did not drink, he didn't do anything, but loved rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And that passion became my passion.
Mm.
And so, because when I used to drink, to rodeo, you know, or rodeo so I could drink. You
right.
Know, I could be in Ruth, California at 18 years old in a bar. So I partied way too much.
Could you see John doing that? I can see John doing that.
Yeah.
That hat pushed on the back
and
of his
then
head.
A
yeah,
little skinny 120 pounder by then.
You were the antagonist.
Just a punk is what
you
I
You were an antagonist. You were
right.
The one like,
so anyway,
call you outside,
this
buddy.
This kid changed my life, and I know that God sent him into my life. And then I went to school at Cal Poly, and then I took, you know, did my senior project, and all so many things that was leading me to where I was going. And then in the rodeo business, we started putting on amateur rodeos. Dick Hempstead here in Anderson, he had taught me how to pick up bucking horses and how to flank and do all this stuff earlier in life. And so I had all these different skills. But as far as management skills of a business, I really didn't have any. And so you're just learning the whole time. But just so many great things. And then, like I was telling you, it wasn't 4 or 5 years later that Christian Brothers was in trouble. And we were there helping them. And we had this great herd of livestock. And the transition just happened automatically. So now we're in the rodeo business, and things are going right. And then, so now Red Rock comes. You know, there's all kinds of things in life that elevate you. And if you're doing things right, you're elevating yourself in business. And so we're elevating ourselves. We've got stock at the NFR. Everybody knows us. We're getting to know the Cowboys really well. And then Donnie Kish goes to Silver Lake, Oregon at an amateur rodeo and draws this bull called Red Rock that this Mert Hunking owned. And it drives Donnie in the ground. And they literally have to go out there, pick him up, turn him around, and bring him back the chutes. So Donnie comes home telling me about this great bull that's up there. Well, we are doing some rodeos for Jerome Robinson. We're doing the building rodeos at Portland, Tacoma, and even Boise. So he gets this Mert Hunking to bring some Bronx and some bulls, and this Mert Hunking brings Red Rock. And so Mert is checking us out because we find out later that he's got cancer and he's fighting cancer, so he needs to start getting out of the rodeo business and selling his livestock. He got to hanging around us, and he liked the way we took care of our livestock. You know, they always came first. No matter what we did, they came first. And so he called me one day and says, I want to sell you Red Rock. And so I remember Donnie being outside, and I go out to hang. I go, Donnie, should we buy Red Rock? And he goes, right now, go ahead and get it done. So I told him I didn't have the money. You know, he wanted $10,000. So he financed me through from April, and by the end of September, we had him paid off. But all of a sudden, we knew we had this great bull, but we didn't know how great he was and how gentle he was. And all these things started happening. So here's this bull coming into our life that starts elevating us also. And also Donnie is starting to raise bucking bulls. And so he's breeding Red Rock to these cows that he has. So anyway,
so he's kind of like your foundation sire.
Yes. The only thing that happened, he used him 1 year, and he bought these F1 cows, and he bred Red Rock to these F1 cows. He got 22 heifers out of the 25 calves, and the three bull calves didn't really buck very good. But then he found a bull that was out of Oscar, and Oscar is a famous bucking bull.
Yes.
And the bull was called Fonzie. Well, he bred those heifers to Fonzie, who was a son of, so we have Red Rock and we have Oscar, the breeding thing. And Donnie Kish's program actually took off. And then we had Wolfman Outlaw. We had eight bulls out of that first pen of bulls that went to the NFR.
Wow.
And so that elevated us completely. And then in 1987, Red Rock wins Bucking Bull of the Year. That elevated us to the top. All of a sudden, we've got a lot of respect. Also, Michael Gahn is helping me and helping the rodeo company. And so having Michael Gahn by your side, having these great bulls by your side, just elevated us to the top. And so then we just had to hang on to it, and we did for another 10 years. And then I sort of got burned out, and Donnie was burning out, and we actually got out of the rodeo business. So now I'm back in it.
Well,
yeah, you are back in it.
We're here with John Grund. We got to take a break here. You know what? This last segment talking about Red Rock and how you got Red Rock. A lot of people have no idea how that happened. You bought him on time. That's cool.
Yeah.
Here's one of those things. Yeah, sell everything we got. Buy that bull. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. If you're still thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and possible federal rebates available. We'll be right back. Put a pretty dress on, we're gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance all night long. I'm a hard working man, I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. The woods in the kitchen and the cows in the barn, I'm all cleaned up and my chores are all done.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted and ready, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring the family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Rodeo Central.
Good morning.
Red Bluff Roundup is going on. Hey, you know, there's still tickets available for Friday evening and Sunday afternoon.
And
to really, how do people get tickets?
RedBluffRoundup.com. And don't go to anywhere a third else. Party, yeah. Because there's a lot of scammers.
I just
out there.
Was online and I looked at, you know, you see ticket events and all that. Go to RedBluffRoundup.com or you can call 530-527-1000.
And you can even buy them at the gate if there's still tickets left. But yeah, don't go to anywhere else. Go to redbluffroundup.com because one, they're gonna, if you go to another agency, they're gonna, you'll get a ticket, but they're gonna double the price or triple the price. And then we found last year there were some tickets being sold that were bogus.
Yeah, we had one of our staff member here, yeah, somehow got, you know, scammed. Now remember, the rodeo starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And on Saturday at 2:30, and on Sunday at 1:30. So I love the difference of the hours. I love the daytime rodeo and the nighttime. They both cast a different spell. So you might want to go to both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some people do. They go all three nights there. Hey, we're here with John Growney, stock contractor, been in the business a long time. Started when he was 12. And, you know, was the, of course, built his rodeo contracting business, the Red Rock, other great animals that, you know, that were chosen to be, contestants, I guess, to be the animals at the National Finals Rodeo, which is voted on by the contestants themselves. Who do you want out there? And we're here with Josh Garys, who is a bullfighter that, he's going to be working not only Red Bluff, but, he's going to be at Redding too, Josh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And he's been doing this a long time. He started out as a bull rider and, switched over to a bullfighter in 2013.
Well, you brought up a great analogy at the break, and I just went, you know, John, we were talking along with Josh about that you're like a lifeguard.
Yeah.
So you're watching as the bulls come out and the riders come out, kind of anticipating being the fact that you are a bull rider yourself and rode many, many years, of where those contestants, if you watch their body language, where they may fall, where they're going to plant, et cetera. And that's your job to get between the rider and the bull.
Correct, yeah. So, you know, when you all, you know what bull's going to buck, and most of the time we know him pretty well, so we know exactly what he's going to do. Sometimes they change it up. The good ones do, always do. But, and then, so you know his pattern. You know the rider, what he's going to do per se. You never know. But then you anticipate the play that's going to happen. And
the play.
And then get in there and hopefully distract him, get him to come with you, get him away from the wreck, and then hopefully he leaves just fine.
Right. But so we don't really, I think when we're watching rodeo, we don't really understand until we have these conversations.
Well, it's, it's like a ballet.
It's a ballet.
Like a very violent ballet. Because you know the bull, and you know, okay, this bull usually comes out and turns to his right and starts to spin. And you know, okay, I've seen this, and if he gets on the inside, he's finished. And then if you watch him and he starts looking at the ground, you can pick the spot he's going to do it, because sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And you said if he comes off quick, the bull doesn't know that yet. And he is still, you know, he's got that 8 seconds in his head, and he is just going for it and stomping all around. That's when you get in.
Yep. And like, say, when the bulls are still bucking, like, sometimes they don't react to you hitting them or anything. They just keep bucking. So I really gotta try to push them out of the way, type of deal, or grab the guy and pull him out. And it's when, you know, they got a little meanness in them, and you kind of get them, and they come with you hard, and you can leave. That's the best deal. But so it all depends on what they want to feel like that day.
And it's not always on bright, sunshiny, 75-degree weather.
Beautiful.
When it's raining and you've got mud up over your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Rodeo still goes on.
It still goes on, and those days you're like, well, probably going to have to take one, because you don't move as fast in the mud and
slide around
places,
and
so
maybe have a little too much stretch in the groin.
Yeah.
You know. So it says you're married to Tyla. Does she travel with you? Is she a rodeo girl?
Yeah, she grew up rodeoing. She'll be up here this weekend. She was entering the breakaway roping. We lost a horse last year, so we're kind of restarting, and eventually she'll get back into it, and I think she'll enter a few this year. But yeah, so she's trying to get to more and more every year, but she's a civil engineer, so she's got a pretty tough workload all the time. So
while you're out,
balance that life.
You're out traveling and seeing the world. There she is,
civil engineer.
Yeah, I mean, over there looking at her computer, looking at all these things she's doing, and she looks up. Oh gosh, Josh is in Austin tonight. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing to do in Austin tonight.
Mm-hmm. Breakaway roping, man. That's a whole new. We're going to do a whole
thing,
show on that.
That exploded.
Yeah.
That exploded.
It got really big, really fast.
Now you own a fencing company.
Yep.
Also, so do you have it? So, how many rodeos do you work? Would you say
between 25 and 30, I believe.
So you're on the road. How many? You know, how many weeks out of the year?
I think I get, from April to October, I get about 4 weeks off, and then kind of the summer or the winter time is when I start doing my fencing stuff.
You're fencing.
Once it rains, it's actually safe to go weld and do all that stuff out there without starting fires.
There you go.
So we talked about mud, but do you have rodeos that are cold?
We did Redmond, Oregon a couple weeks ago, and when we got on the way up, it snowed the whole way. Pretty chilly, and then by the end of the week, it turned out to be 70 degrees, so it was nice.
Do the bulls react differently in cold weather at all?
I mean, just like anybody, if you're cold, you know, you might not be as great, but animals are tough. Like they're tougher than anything, so they can take whatever conditions you throw at them and rise to the occasion.
Do you study films, or you've seen them enough that you already know who the competitors are?
We go back and, you know, watch things and maybe go, oh, we could have done something different there. But for me, like, it just, let's go do it.
Do each of you, there's three of you, and you all work together, usually probably as teams, but does anybody have, like, okay, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing this, or is it just kind of like spur of the moment?
I think you've done this long enough, you can kind of, when you get with these guys, like, you know what your job is at that moment. Because we rotate it changes every time for us. We're on a different side, and you know, you got to hit that outside, get to the far side out of the arena, or come underneath towards buck shoots. Like, it just kind of instinct type of deal.
Those guys, when they're bullfighters, these kids all know each other pretty well. But every once in a while, a committee will hire a new guy.
Brought that up.
So that new guy might be a young guy that isn't part, you know, he doesn't know. And so these guys have to worry about the bull, rider, and what that bullfighter is going to make a move and make the wrong move. And so those are things that happen.
Yeah.
100%.
It's balancing the energy.
You know, we got to take a break. What kind of protective gear do you wear?
Right.
Does a bullfighter wear? People need to know this.
Right. I mean, what's under that blue costume?
Like, kind of hockey pads, protect your lower region, a vest, and like knee braces. I've just prevented it.
That's about it.
Like a flak vest?
It's got some plastic and a little cushion on it.
To cushion you.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop it.
Plastic just lets the blow roll off, hopefully.
Okay. Okay, we're here with John Growney and Josh Darius and Ruth Nichols from the Red Bluff Roundup, which is starting tomorrow night, and there's still some tickets there if you go to Red Bluff Roundup. Well, let me get this
Red
right.
Bluff Roundup.
RedBluffRoundup.com, or give them a call at 530-527-1000. There's still some tickets left for Friday evening, and then Sunday afternoon. Saturday's totally sold out. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, and the only place I've had my haircut since I moved to Reading in 2007. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I love this place. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. They've been advertising us since we were on the other station. Cypress Square Barbershop.
15 years ago.
Yeah, I said, really, really like these guys. Mm-hmm. And it is. They get great haircuts. You never get a bad haircut. And you know what? It's man's last stronghold.
That's right.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
How come you're not playing rodeo stuff there,
buddy? This is rodeo stuff. I love it.
All right.
This is?
Oh, yeah.
So thank you.
All right.
From somebody who's an absolute
you're a lot smarter
little
than
lady.
Yeah, and I'm a lot dumber than I thought. So, 837.
And by the way, that was Josh who just said, this is rodeo stuff.
Josh.
So, like, yeah, stand corrected, Colonel.
I am. I just said, well, what the hell do I know? Not a lot. Josh Carey is our one of the three bullfighters that's going to be there at Red Bluff Roundup, but also we're going to see him again at the Redding Roundup, or Redding Rodeo. And then John Grounie, who is a stock contractor and well-known throughout rodeo circles, and Ruth Nichols, who is the public relations guru. And hey, Ruth,
yes.
You do this. This is how you make your living.
Yes.
I imagine if you're not independently wealthy.
No.
So how does this work for you? Because you do, what, 11?
I have 11 this year.
Wow.
Is that what you usually roll? Or?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the year. Too many, and I don't do a good job, you know. These guys can go from rodeo to rodeo every weekend, and that doesn't work as well for me because there's so much prep work leading up to that rodeo. Once I get to Red Bluff, for example, on Monday, 80% of my work is done. Now I just have to get Josh to interviews or John to interviews or whatever. So I do a lot of the prep work with news releases and bios and social media. I don't do social media for this one, but I do it for others, and that's a year-round deal.
So you have to, like, get the background so you can write interesting information and topics, et cetera. So 11, when you think about 11, that is, I would think that would be buttoned up as far as a great number.
Yeah, I think I could take some more, but the winter shows are bigger. like Denver or San Angelo or Houston, and they've got somebody like me year-round, full-time. So there's, and of course there's fewer rodeos in the winter as well. So my winters, I could take more rodeos, but there are a few rodeos to have.
Okay. And like you did that press release on, was it two brothers are riding?
Brother, sister, Colton and Kayla
yeah,
King.
I saw siblings. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like that.
So you get to know a community sort of well. You know, I show up in Red Bluff and I am, I like to think I'm a resident of Red Bluff one week out of the year. And I love that. I love going to different places and sort of being an insider.
Now, we see you at the NFR in when they have the specialty acts in the room where everybody kind of...
The convention.
The convention. Yep. And so do you meet new people that yes. way. What kind of happened for you this December? Was there, or anything particularly that happened for you in December with a, wow, I didn't know that, or you met somebody new, or they're on the new the scene in the rodeo circuit, or et cetera?
The PRCA convention is always held those 3 days prior to the NFR kicking off, always in Vegas, or has been in Vegas since Vegas started in 85. So it's where, like, the whole pro rodeo world descends on Vegas for that 10 days. And so you see all these people. I mean, I only see John at two rodeos and Josh at two rodeos. So you get to see these people and renew a friendship and get in on the inside workings and go to the meetings like you guys do,
yeah.
and you learn what's happening with the PRCA and with the industry, and it's a great place to be the first weekend in December.
We love it.
I would recommend it. If you just know a little bit about rodeo, is at some point in your life on a bucket list, the NFR ought to be there.
Yes, very much so.
You know, we met some people from Hungary. This was the first rodeo they ever went to, and it was opening night of the NFR.
We were standing in line with them afterwards.
And
on the shuttle to get back to South Point.
They loved it.
Yeah,
it was cool. This is something. John, you said a couple minutes ago that you kind of got out of, you got tired and you got out of the contracting business, but it didn't last a long time.
Well, it didn't, right.
You got fit.
Because, you know, when I was getting out, I had a list of all the things that were bothering me. But I didn't have a list of the things that I enjoyed the most. And it was the people. And I'm a people person. And I started missing that. And then also, about the time I was getting out, the Cowboy Channel was just coming in. And Yellowstone was, you know, there's so many things yeah. right now that if the PRCA and rodeo people will do the right thing, I think we're at a period right now that we can take off and maintain and stay on top. And be a competitive sporting event. I hope one day that we're on ESPN and Sports Channel and different things like that. Because we have something to sell. And I think people are looking for the middle of the road. And rodeo gives you the middle of the road.
Well, I just saw it was on one of the major ABC, NBC, or CBS, which one? It was the last day of the American rodeo that was being televised.
Right.
And... So I think you're absolutely right. But the Cowboy Channel, with what they did now, Teton Ridge just bought all of that. But they are an outdoor organization. So are we seeing anything different?
Well,
so far,
the thing that I'm seeing is it's cool to be in the rodeo business. I mean, not as a stock contractor, but as a fan or anything. Mm-hmm. You're seeing more and more women wear cowboy hats, and they look good in cowboy hats. And so all these things are happening at the same time. Well, we all know, you guys know and I know in business, where money flows, as it becomes a great place to be, more corporations are moving towards rodeo, you're starting to see a lot more money coming into rodeo. And as you do, you're going to see more people involved. And then with the Cowboy Channel, and Redding's a good example, and Red Bluff's a good example, it's easier to sell sponsorships. When things, somebody's going to know they're on television. And so
nationwide TV.
Right, yeah. Nationwide. And so you're seeing that happen. And so many great things are happening now. You know, what was that movie? John Travolta was in
Urban Cowboy.
All of a sudden, Urban Cowboy, there was a spike in rodeo. We noticed crowds were increasing.
And clubs and dancing
and
the whole thing.
Thing that came out and it spiked. But it was just temporary, and I think now it's not temporary. This is a great way of life, Every father would love to see their daughter leading a horse and being responsible for that horse. And it just, we just know that the cowboy way of life is a great way to live. And not just cowboy, the farming community, agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We raise our kids different than you raise a kid in the city. He might not be a straight-A student, but he has a lot of common sense.
But you can and fix even that these tractor.
Even these corporations, when you graduate out of, you're seeing more and more college graduates that can't find a job because they lack common sense. And you're seeing more and more corporations looking for that guy that has common sense, how he can think outside the box, how he can grow the company. And you're seeing that coming out of agriculture.
You know, the that group, and I'm trying to remember the name is, and help me, Ruth, but it's the one that has the stagecoach.
Qantas.
Qantas. When they were here, it was last year, we had the we had the wild ride. We had our wild ride, not like Red Bluff Roundup has a wild ride. Ours consisted of six horses and a stagecoach.
And Jack Potter.
And Jack Potter on the front, yeah. on the top.
Who held, by the way, had so much grace with that situation.
What they do is they do a lot of the electrician work at these big installations. And why did they get into rodeo?
Labor.
Because the people that watch rodeo coming out of the Midwest, the Northwest, the Southeast, these are workers, and this is a way of recruiting because they're great workers.
Exactly.
Because of what you said, they've been out there and they got common sense.
Yeah. The redneck kid has common sense, and he might not be a rancher, he might not be a farmer, but he runs with that kind of a crowd,
mm-hmm.
and they learn to fight. They learn to protect themselves, and they also are thinking out of the box all the time. What's going on around them? So many kids coming out of these Harvard and all these great colleges can't think outside the box. If they haven't learned it in a book, they're not going to learn it.
So
there's a basic – I'm sorry.
I just want to talk about the cowboy code, and there's a couple of them. I've looked them up, but the one from Gene Autry. And I'm going to read these real fast before we take a break.
They're great quotes.
The cowboy must never shoot first, hit a smaller man, or take unfair advantage. He must never go back on his word or trust confided in him. He must always tell the truth. He must be gentle with children and elderly and animals. He must not advocate or possess racially or religiously intolerant ideas. He must help people in distress. He must be a good worker. He must keep himself clean in thought, speech, action, and personal habits. He must respect women, parents, and his nation's laws. The cowboy is a patriot.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And good morning and welcome back to our last segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on KCNR1460.com streaming. We are tying up the last part of this segment here. We're all talking about the Red Bluff Roundup, and tickets are on sale, for sale still for Friday and Sunday, and we encourage you, if you've been thinking about it, get off of your hiney and do it and go to redbluffroundup.com.
It's not your typical rodeo.
No.
There's things going on, mule races and wild horse races and the wild ride on Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. At the Red Bluff Roundup, besides the rodeo itself, which is
104 years old and the largest three-day rodeo in the nation. Now, one of the things I know that people had said to me, you know, Linda, why do you, like, grew up, you know, I think that my father and my mother, you know, Midwest, and we kind of grew up, you know, out there in the country, and I just know that my dad was always about the handshake. And honesty and integrity is really a big part of, you know, my family's tradition as well. And so one thing that I love, and, you know, Carl and I met Carl at a Western event in Los Angeles. Neither one of us lived there at the time, but we were involved in wanting to be a part of this
event. I lived in Iraq at that time.
I met him on leave. So we're fans of John Wayne. And finally, I wanted to say this before we go back into our guests. John Wayne said, a man's got to have a code, a creed to live by, no matter his job.
That's true. Everybody has a creed that you live by, you know. But we're here. We just talked to Ruth and Nichols, who is the one that handles all the media, makes sure all these people show up when they're supposed to. John Growney, and stock contractor, and and NFR staple. When you go to the NFR, if you mention John's name, somebody knows him. I mean, and, oh, yeah, right, oh, I saw John over there. And then Josh Darries, who is a bullfighter who does this for the whole summer. He gets 4 weeks at home starting in, what, April?
Yep.
April to?
October.
October, you're home for 4 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, and your wife is a breakaway roper who's you're getting a new horse trained up and for all that. What do you tell people? I mean, do people come up to you, Josh, and go, you know, I'd really like to do this? Do you have young men come up to you?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
I imagine it would. Are they all bull riders or?
No, anything, pretty much. They just want to be a cowboy or if they high school rodeo and they want to take it to the next level or anything, anytime.
Is there schools for bullfighters?
Oh, yeah, they're out there. I'm sure you can just look on Facebook or get online and you can find one. There's probably plenty of them.
Do you mentor many?
No, not really.
Because you're probably pretty busy.
You know, you know, our friends that we hang out with and, you know, you're always learning in life. So the guys I work with, we're helping each other all the time.
I think you mentor just by being.
You do. That's what he doesn't realize how he mentors. There's always
by being
a young
here
guy.
Doing
they're,
his thing.
They're working with a young guy this week, Shane, and they'll mentor him. You know, they'll hey Shane, maybe sit right here, or Josh will know the bulls better than Shane does, so he'll be telling Shane that, you know, this is what this bull does. Be watching for that.
John, why don't you get back in the stock contracting?
Well.
And we talked about how the Cowboy Channel and all that came back.
I was going broke in the rodeo business, and finally I got tired of being broke for 45 years. And this guy, Patrick Witham, when I was at the finals 3 years ago, approached me and said, hey, I want to get in the rodeo business. And so I went looking, and the next day I found the best, only rodeo company that you could find, and it was the Kirby outfit out of Utah. And within a week, that guy was in the rodeo business, and then he figured out he needed me to work for him. So I've got a great job now.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, was this guy ever in the rodeo business?
No,
or
he's ever ridden
a horse?
He's a chemist, biology chemist, and he has sold a couple of companies to Brom or whatever it is, the eye drop thing, and for a lot of money. And he, I met him through Joe Bumgarner and Lloyd Faria because he loves sorting. And he has really good horses, got a nice little place out of Corvallis, Oregon. And he's a really good cowboy, actually. But I met him, and all these great things started happening.
So you got back in the business.
I'm back in the business.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Crisscrossing the country.
Yeah. Well, I used to hardly ever go to Utah. We had Spanish Fork a long time ago, and that's where the last place that Lane rode Red Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about the only rodeo we ever did in Utah. Now we're doing 14 rodeos in Utah, and then in the spring and in the fall, we go other places.
Is the epitome of rodeo ending up at the national finals? You know, your animals. I mean, obviously for the riders, but all the you know, people like Josh
everybody.
And the bullfighters.
Yeah, everybody.
Even the, you know, the referees.
That's the gold star.
Yeah. Staple.
Yeah, that's it. And this is something that's based, pretty clear, it's just based on how much money you win for the competitors.
Yeah.
But for the stock.
Right, how good
that's
a team
voted, you have. Yeah, that's voted in. Okay. Is that correct?
The Cowboys voted in. And I would say probably the top 80 animals are natural. They're easy to figure out. But then the last 20 or 30 becomes political. And,
oh, really?
Right. Because there's probably 7-8 major stock contractors in the PRC that do probably 95% of all the good rodeos.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of it are the smaller feeding deals. So most of those top stock contractors have a little more clout than the mid-size or the lower stock contractors.
Okay.
And so because they work hard at it, Cowboys reward them a little better. So I would say the last 20 or 30 come out of those 8 best rodeo companies.
Okay. It's, you know, it's they're kind of voted in.
Right.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
All of you. And just remember, yeah, there's over 700 contestants are going to compete in 8 rodeo events. Bareback riding, the down roping, tie down roping, excuse me, steer wrestling, saddle bronc riding, team roping, barrel racing, breakaway roping, and bull riding. Never a dull moment. And let's not just forget about the fabulous entertainment, the acts, the specialty acts, and watching people. That's the entertainment, the people watching the rodeo. It's just so much fun.
Yes.
It's infectious, baby.
You're going to have a good time, and if I see you with your hat on backwards, I'll gently, you know,
cowboy
help
way.
With that. Yeah. Anyway, thanks again, John Growney and Josh Ayers and Ruth, for being with us.
Thank you.
Everybody, you still get tickets at RedBluffRoundup.com for Friday and Sunday. Saturday sold out. So tomorrow, House Realty and more tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
God bless America.